KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Community leaders in Shell Cross in the south of Durban say the construction of houses for flood victims will not go ahead.
The project should not go ahead until public engagement is done with the community. We've already objected and we got our letter as our defense from the NEC of Cockta himself that this will not go ahead until public engagement has been held.
The KZN Human Settlements Department announced this week that they would be building houses for the April 2022 victims of the floods. The department said they'd identified 12 state land pieces of land where construction would begin. In a statement, the Shell Cross Ratepayers Association said they sent a letter to the Cooperative Governance Department last month asking that the project be paused until proper public participation is carried out. The association argues that building houses will worsen the area's existing service delivery issues. Ethan Ramkau from the Survival Centre says Jamaica Park, the site for the new houses, is the only green space left in the area.
If we build on this park, what other park do we have in Shell Cross in that area? And that park plays a vital role to the community. It has been used for years. And the public has not been, the residents in the ward has not been engaged over this housing issue. See, we believe that there's other pieces of land that they should look at. If they do go around Shell Cross, there is other pieces of land that can be used for such a project. Why use a park?
KwaZulu-Natal's Financial Watchdog Committee wants to know why the NPA dropped its case against social development officials linked to a multi-million rand blanket scandal.
It makes no sense that there were clear cases of malfeasance, clear cases of criminality, and suddenly the prosecutors are not interested.
The department appeared before SCOPA yesterday. In 2020, several high-ranking officials were found to have improperly procured 48,000 blankets at a cost of 22 million rand. The distribution was said to be in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, but less than 5,000 were delivered to communities in need. Millions were recovered during a special investigating unit probe, but three officials, including the chief director, returned to work last year after they were cleared of corruption. SCOPA chairperson Tim Brauterseth says the case was dropped before the investigation could be finalised.
We drilled the department to find out why on earth they just simply backed off and did not drill the National Prosecuting Authority as to how people that had possibly wasted 30 million rand were allowed to just walk. We're expecting a follow-up response from the Department of Social Development to the committee to make sure that accountability is found for the individuals who are responsible for their 30 million rand loss.
And the U.S.'s envoy to Ukraine insists he's going to listen to Kiev after they were left out of peace talks. Keith Kellogg's meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky later, just a day after the U.S. and Russian officials began negotiations in Saudi Arabia. President Donald Trump says he's more confident about an end to the fighting being agreed following the discussions. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has been updating the country's parliament.
We need to stop actions of Kiev regime, which are aimed at killing everything that has got to do with Russia, so religion, Russian culture, economic ties and so on. So the tasks that were set by the presidents are large-scale tasks.
The clip and the translation are courtesy of Sky News. Durban and Richards Bay, both a high of 24 this afternoon. Pietermaritzburg, 22. The top story, community leaders in Shell Cross, south of Durban, say the construction of houses for flood victims will not go ahead. They argue that there hasn't been proper public participation in the process. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.